Welcome to Daf Yerushalmi. We're holding a Shabbos Daf Tzayin in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Ches. We started at Tzvov and base on the bottom. Says the Gemara in the last line, Tani Umnim Goyim Shayu Oisim in Yisrael. If you have a craftsman, Baal Umnus, who is a Goy, who is not Jewish, and he's working for a Jew, says the Gemara that Tzayin and Daf on top, if it's in the house of Yisrael, it's Asr. Referring to a Goy doing a work for Yisrael on Shabbos, if it's in the house of the Jew, he cannot do it. In the house of the Goy, he could. In the house of the Jew, it's Asr because it looks like the Jew told him to do it on Shabbos. That's all what's called kiboilis. In the Bavli, it's called kablonos, which means he gets a job to do. He's being paid by the job. If he's being paid for the time that he works, for every day that he works, he gets money. So then he's not allowed to do it even in his house because he's paying him for Shabbos. When he tells him to go and tailor a clothing, for example, so then he's being paid for the clothing. If he does it on Shabbos, that's his own cheshbon. But he's being paid for the day, so then the Yisrael is paying for the Melechah Shabbos. That's all something which is not connected to the ground. So it's connected to the ground, it's asur. Because whatever is connected to the ground is mefarso v'milso. Meaning people know this belongs to a Jew, and therefore people will think that the Jew told him to work in Shabbos. So the more be'ir acheres be'inkach or be'inkach mutar. If it's in a different city where the Jew doesn't live, and it's not known that he owns this place, so then it's allowed. Says the Gemara, Ma'u Beikach Beikach, what is allowed in another city? Bein betalush, bein mechubor, bein mesocher, bein bekiboilis. And do you say everything is mutar b'yachas? It's connected to the ground, not connected to the ground. It's being paid for the day or being paid for the job. Says the Gemara, Omav ilo, bein betalush, bein mechubor, u'bevav bekiboilis. The only difference is when you're out in a different city, you can do it even though it's connected to the ground, because it doesn't seem to be a place of a Jew, because people don't know this place belongs to the Jew. But to give him a schir yoyim, meaning paying for the day, it's also because then he's paying for the work he's doing on Shabbos. So the Gemara of Shem in Broikro, B'Shem of Acho, B'Shabbos, U'Be'ovil, U'Be'Zoro, Alor Kim Shem and Lozer. Shem and Lozer says the only kabbalonos, only when it's a full job, then you're allowed to do it. That's the halacha in three different places. One is here in Shabbos, meaning to have a goy work for a Jew on Shabbos. It's only a kablonus, but not for a payment per day. Be'ovil means when one is an ovil lo'aleinu, he has someone working for him. So if the one is working doing kiboilis, he can do it whenever he wants, then it's allowed. But if he's doing schir yoyim and the ovil is paying him, it's clear to be that he's doing the shlichus of the ovil and it's asr. And if a dezara is the opposite case of Shabbos, is that a Jew is not allowed to work in the house of a goy b'yom edom in the day of their chagah, and the day of their celebration of their avodah zarah. But if it's in the house of the Yisrael, he could do for him a melocha, but that's only bekablanos. If he's a schir yoyim, he's paying for the day, so he's being paid to work in the day of the chagah of the goy, that is not allowed. So these are the three cases we pask in this way. Suddenly, when mishalchim igros b'yagoy, you're not allowed to send letters with a goy. Loi be'ev Shabbos, loi chamishi b'Shabbos. Not on Friday, and not on Thursday. But Shabbos yoyis refilu b'rivi. If Shabbos even Wednesday, you can't. Or b'sil matir, and b'sil du alah Wednesday. Meaning the issur is to do something right before Shabbos, considered to be that he's doing it purposely on Shabbos. But if it's a few days before Shabbos, it's not a problem. How many days before? B'sil say Wednesday is fine, but Shabbos say has to be Tuesday. Amru lo rabbi yoyisi ha'koyin shalom yitzak sovvoy b'yadgoy mo'ilom. He's a goy, never send this letter by a goy because they didn't want him to do it on Shabbos. Ein b'fish in yam agodol lo be'ev Shabbos lo be'chamish b'Shabbos. Now I go to the sea to sail. Not on Friday, not on Thursday, but Wednesday, which is a few days before Shabbos, is fine. But Shabbos Yisrael filu b'rivi u'be'silu matirim at least on Wednesday, similar to the letter. So the Gemara im hoyo use here the kirsa of Reb Chaim im hoyo makom karev. If he's sailing to a close by place, it doesn't take so long to go there. Which is a close distance, mutter, then you could do it even closer to Shabbos. 3 days before Shabbos, you can't put a siege on a city of Goyim. Hadodah Tehrim, Milchemes Roshus. That's Milchemes Roshus, a Milchomo, which is not Milchemes Mitzvah of Kibush Aoretz, of conquering Eretz Yisrael, and of course not a Mokom Sakona. But Milchemes Choyva, when it's an obligation to do the Milchomo, I feel B'Shabbos, even in Shabbos, you could start the siege. Shkematzirush Lich B'Shei Yericho El B'Shabbos, Yericho was conquered in Shabbos. Techdiv Koita, Se Sheish Yomim, Bechdiv, So on Shabbos, that's when Yericho was conquered. Now here, what are you learning for this pasuk? So part of Shad here in the Gemara is we're learning that you get started Milchemes Choyva on Shabbos. But the Bavli learns from this pasuk that what we said before, the Milchemes Roshus, that you start 3 days before Shabbos, you can continue on Shabbos. Because once you start the war, you can't stop. You can really get into a sakana, and you have to continue. So if you'll be Shabbos, you continue the war, and it's referring to Milchemes Roshus as well. Halacha tezog the Mishnah. B'tshamo emim enoisnim oirus le'ovdom v'lo kelim le'koves nochi. You don't give hide to an avdom, someone who processes the hide, and not kelim, not clothing, the koves to the cleaners, if you agoy, l'kadesh yasum bo'idoyim, unless it can be done before Shabbos. That's the Chamele Shittos, but let's say it has to be done, or at least the process to start before Shabbos. The Kulam Bisil Matirim Ima Shemesh. Bisil allow it right before Shkia to give these things to the Goy. Omam Shem Yalil, no agim ayu beis abo shir noistim kli lovon shalem lekoviz nohi shloish yom yikoyim lu Shabbos. So Shem Yalil says that beis abo, they were noig like Bishamai, and therefore they gave the white clothing to the cleaners 3 days before Shabbos, because that's the time it takes to clean the white clothing. They both, Bishama and Bisil, agree that if you could put the beam of the olive processor and the Guli Agas, which is like a circles that you put on the grapes, that you could do right before Shabbos, even according to Bishama. So the one noticed was Abdom ad Heichon. How much before Shabbos needs to be? According to Bitshama, you have to give heights to a goy. Yevo will learn kemod the mar Rabbi Yochanan Mishir Mimchunyo ad kedi iluch arba mil. This is referring to the Gemara in Chulin that speaks about the skins of these creatures that have a din like a basur that they get tumo. It says over here, but if you process these skins, you made a hide out of them, so then they don't get tumo anymore. How long does it take for it to be processed? So in that, said Rabbi Yochanan, that's kedei iluch arba mil. If you let people walk and press on it, the time it takes to walk 4 mil. So meaning 4 mil is the time it takes to process the hide. So you may live according to Bitshama. If you give it enough time to walk 4 mil before Shabbos, so you can give it to the processor before on Friday. That's the Gemara says, v'kol ken, that's the Gizah Chaim, here the same thing. And that's, you have the 4 mil. Person gave his clothing to a goy to clean, and he comes and he passes by on Shabbos, he sees him working on it. So then it's also, he's not allowed to enjoy the clothing until Bechadei Shias, until it passes the time, and with the Shabbos it takes to do it. Not only that, he has to tell the goy, stop doing what you're doing. So the Gemara, you don't avoid the father, we have to sign with base, there are matio. How the tamer b'toyim asanoy? That's all if the guy is doing a favor for the Jew. He's working for him, but he's just doing for toyim asanoy. Aval b'sachir, but we did say yosi. But if he's being paid for this work, so he can choose to do whatever he wants. He's not doing it for the Jew. He's doing it for to get paid. So it's considered to be that guy is not doing a avoid of the Jew, but a avoid of himself. Olam shemim gamliel noagim b'isabo that the white clothing took 3 days to give to the cleaners. That's tafka white clothing. That's tzvuim, the colored one, loy. From here we learn, it takes longer to clean white clothing than to clean colored clothing. The Mishnah, it says, the shoving that these big beams of the olive processor and of the winery, you could do right before Shabbos. Why is that so? So it says what we said before. They both explained, because the liquid started moving already, so it was pushed away the minute the beam was put on these fruits. Then, even though it doesn't squeeze out, it doesn't come, it doesn't reveal itself until later, but it's already starting to move.
I
Are you allowed to touch the liquid coming out of the grapes and olives? Do we say it's mokseh? We say it's already moved before Shabbos, as we just said now, the nekra tibur mekrema. So if it's already moved, so maybe it's not mokseh. Says the Gemara, "Born the kisur amin is palgun Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina." It's a machlekes. Rabbi Yochanan Omar also Rabbi Yochanan says you're not allowed to touch it. It's mukte. Rabbi Yisrael Chanina Omar motor. So the Gemara says to pliga Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. Bryce argues Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. It says the shavin shaloi gabe moishech. The bicham and bisil agree that you're not allowed to touch it. And the Poshav Shad is because it's still considered to be mukte, even though it started the process, it still wasn't accessible until Shabbos. Halacha Yudzog de Mishnah. In soiling basar, botzol, ubeitzol. You're not allowed to roast meat, onion, or eggs, like this Yitzoyim Boridoyim, unless it's roasted before Shabbos comes in. Here, even Beis Hillel agrees, as we saw before, because maybe it's going to come to move the coals and it's going to cause Bishul on Shabbos. Ve'inoyistim sapas latanuim chashech. You're not allowed to put the bread into the oven right before the night. Ve'loy charoro al gabi gecholim is a type of cake called charoro. They put straight on the coal, you're not allowed to do it. El kadeshi krimu panel. Unless the crust is being formed throughout the entire bread or cake. Rabbi Lezo Imre kadeshi krimu tachton shiloh. You don't have to do the entire thing, only the bottom part is enough. Selim one tzoylim boso v'chuli. Rabboin barakahana b'shir rabbonon. Tavshel she ispashel kol tzor koi mutter lishoyso agbekir she nektumo. Once you have an item which is fully cooked, so then you can leave it on a kiur sheniktum, which means on an oven that has coals which is not covered or it's not removed. The issur of shehiyah, of keeping something on the fire for Shabbos, is because maybe you're going to come to remove the coals. So the solution is either remove the coals or cover the coals. But if something is fully cooked, you don't have the issur anymore. Rav Zeir Rabbi, basar, basal, beitzah. One second. But our Mishnah just brought three examples. Meat, onion, and egg. Mitztamek v'raloi. There is unique because meat, onion, and egg, if you let it stay on the fire, the longer it stays, the worse it gets. Mitztamek, it shrinks and it's bad for it. It stays there and becomes worse and worse. So therefore, there's no chashash that someone's going to come to leave it there and cook it because you don't want it to cook it. You want to really remove it. V'zem mitztamek v'yofele. But we're talking about over here, the tafshil. Tafshil staying on the fire, it shrinks, but it's good for it. It makes it tastier. How do you say that here I can leave on the fire? Meaning the tavshil you could do, and it's not comparable to the case of the Mishnah. Maybe only talk about hot water, because hot water, the longer it stays, so the worse it gets. So also of Shmuel, according to Rav Chaim, hot water that heated fully, also you still can leave it on a kiro, which the coals are exposed. And the reason is because they didn't differentiate by Bishul. Every time you talk about a cooking, you say don't leave it on the fire, even something which is with stomach viral, which is bad for it to be there, and only by tzli, only by roast, the remakel. Rabbi Bishul, Rabbi Yochanan, tavshil shoyer, shispashil kachil ben drusoi, meaning a meat of an ox, which needs a lot of cooking, and it was taken out of the fire, you can bring it back on the fire if the coal is covered or removed. And we're saying here, even if it's izbash only kachiz ben dusoy, as we saw before, that's the thief that doesn't cook fully, only a third. Once you got to a third, because it'd be cook enough, you can bring it back to the fire. So with tai, this concept that we do machal ben dusoy a third, that goes, kedemar av yakor barucha b'shar b'yichanon. As Arachah said in Rabbi Yochanan, Hashem is a gedel gabi gecholim, someone who puts a pot on the coal, matrin boy, we give him a straw, like she's bash kachiz ben dusoy yosur. Tell him, if he gets to a third of a bishul, you create a bishul over here, and you're a vayisa deraisa. So you see from here, that reaching the machah ben dusoy, a third of its cook, that's because it would be cooking. He says both lekula and lechumra. Lechumra is once you get to the upper, it's chayav, and also once you reach there, now putting it back in the fire is not bishul. Water that heat fully, hot water that was cooked, you'll have to return it to a fire, even though it's not covered because it's not veraloi. So more of Zehra boy, Elisha also lachzi mutar. We just said before that to leave in the fire, you're not allowed to. So you're allowed to return it to the fire? How does that make sense? Dimaloi samar ela pesach. Maybe we're talking here to return it. Now it's not referring to Shabbos, referring to Pesach. What is that about? Also, of Achav Shimon, Rebbe, Pesach shenitzla kol tzorko. You have Pesach that was fully roasted. Mutar lachzir al gebikir shenektumo. You allow return it to a kirul which is not covered. I mean, by Pesach that fell on Shabbos, so you allow bringing it back. And the reason is because mnei chabur is rizim. When the chabur are taking care of the carbon, they'll be careful not to over Yisur Shabbos. But by regular Shabbos, even hot water, you can't bring it back because we're going on all tafshin, all bishul, and all cooking. They now allow it on the fire because sometimes we mitztamek v'toivlo, sometimes it will be good for it to be on the fire and someone may come to do bishul. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Tzayin.